This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Health on the air again. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Good Day Health is an important production of the Steffen Megaloptical Production Company. And every week for a long time, Ken's been here to visit with me and, more importantly, with you to update you on the research that he does for his own practice down at Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. He's a very well-known cardiologist, but you know what? He goes far. It's a broad practice because people trust him, and so they ask him all kinds of questions about what do I do for this and what do I do for that. But make no mistake, he's a preventative cardiologist, and all things start there. And so we start with our first question, Ken, on women and heart disease. Women and men are different. We've talked about the, duh. That's a sort of silly statement to make as we get started here. Yes, that's true.
Well, I'm glad you know the difference.
Yes, I do know the difference. Thank you very much. All right. So, what's the difference in the experiential, the way the heart works and/or falls apart, and the symptomatic ways that women and men can figure out what it is that's going on?
Well, the American Heart Association, Doug, also knows the difference, and they published in their Bible journal called Circulation this week, and they discuss this, and there's a lot there, and let's go over it. And I think the reason why we're realizing there's a lot there is because the original early studies on all this didn't involve enough women, and when we study enough women, fortunately, we start seeing the differences. So women and men, Doug, often they experience very different symptoms for cardiovascular diseases, head to toe. Women are more likely than men to report symptoms beyond chest pain when they have a heart attack, depression and anxiety with heart failure, and shortness of breath, exercise intolerance, and physical frailty with heart valve disease. Women who experience a stroke are more likely than men to have other less familiar symptoms. These include headache, altered mental state, coma, or stupor, in addition to the common ones that we think of when we think of stroke. For peripheral artery disease, this is circulation involving the legs, and this causes reduced blood flow to the legs. Women, they're more likely than men to report pain in places other than the calf muscles, like the way guys get it, or even no symptoms at all for women when there's significant blockage in the circulation to the legs. And women and younger adults with heart arrhythmias, these are abnormalities of the electrical system of the heart. Women are more likely to experience palpitations. Men are more likely to experience no symptoms. Isn't it amazing how we in the different sexes...
So what causes that, though? Why would that be?
Look, it's in the genetics. Men and women have different DNA, and it's all in the genetics, and it is what it is.
Yeah. All right. So when this happens, when people come into your... You were talking about cramps and things. How important are those? You know, you and I talk about this with regard to me. I have cramps all the time. If I take a magnesium supplement, I don't have them, and potassium as well, but mostly magnesium. But if I don't, I get cramps in my legs, upper, lower legs. And I wonder, I know a lot of people of my age that have that same problem. You and I certainly have talked about that in the past.
Well, let's talk about you a little bit. When you get these discomforts in the legs, they can be due to a lot of things. I was just talking about the plumbing to the legs. Mm-hmm. And when you get discomforts like what you describe, it can be due to severe narrowing, especially in a guy, in the arteries, the pipes that brings the blood from the hips down to the ankles, brings it south. You know, the veins bring it back up north. But the kind of symptoms that you're describing, we call this claudication. When it occurs because of severe blockage in the arteries and the legs. But that clearly is not the only reason why you get complaints like what you're talking about. You can have muscle issues in the legs. You can have bone issues in the legs, joint issues in the legs, nerve issues in the legs. Discomforts, symptoms in the legs get complicated because there's so many different things that can cause them. You know, what did I mention? I mentioned the arteries, the nerves, the muscles, the bones, the joints, all of these different parts of the leg can be producing symptoms that overlap and sound similar. So it takes a good detective to figure it out.
Yeah. I just Googled magnesium in the heart and came up with an article that focuses on magnesium. Is referred to as a miracle. It's a mineral. I don't even know where it comes. It must come from the ground. It must get mined somewhere. Is that where does magnesium come from? The body doesn't produce it. The body needs it, though. So it gets must be in the soil because it gets into our food, right?
Well, yes, it's in the food. It's just like it's in. It's just like it's an electrolyte, just like sodium, potassium, chloride. It's part of the electrical activity of the body. The cells, especially in the heart, in the brain, in the muscles, use electrical activities to signal. And the different ions in the body, the sodium, the potassium, the chloride, the magnesium, they all work together to create these very mild but important electrical activities.
Got it. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. This weekend, as usual, bringing you up to date on Ken's research, looking into what the news is from all of the major organs, the magazines and the publications that come from these various groups that help doctors like Ken keep up with the latest so that you and your health will be protected. We continue a focus on monkeypox next here on Good Day Health. Right now I want to talk to you about a technology that is being used now to destroy viruses, odors, mold, things that are common problems in your home. Maybe you've got a litter box, a cat, right? A lot of odor from that. Trash cans, dirty diapers, cooking smells. If you're like me and you overcook everything, the fish stinks the morning after. That's where my new Thunderstorm air purifier comes in very handy. It's a new air purifier. No filters to replace. It removes all of the toughest odors, destroys deadly viruses, stops allergies before they start. And that's a problem we've all had this year because of the dryness and or the moisture. Depends on where you are. But they both love both dry conditions and moisture conditions bring out the worst in terms of allergies. So if you'd like to help yourself, help your family be healthier, don't breathe dirty air anymore. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPure, EdenPureDeals, one word, .com. And when you're checking out, save $200, $200 by using the discount code Doug3, D-O-U-G, the number 3, three Thunderstorm air purifiers for under $200 right now. Shipping is free. EdenPureDeals.com. Get the air that you need for you and your family. Use the discount code Doug3. You'll save $200.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government, and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Up with Dr. Ken again here on Good Day Health. The monkeypox scare, which is, in my mind, what it is. There are a lot of cases, depending on where you are. And so now the latest is that some medical experts say they want to rename monkeypox, Ken, because the term evokes racist stereotypes. Does that mean that because monkey, you know, well, I don't even want to get into it, frankly. Here we go again. I don't know that I disagree, because kind of that's the first thing I thought of in this new way of thinking about words. I understand the stereotype. I understand why people are concerned. I guess what's more concerning than the name is what really the implications are here. What do we have to be concerned about, if anything?
Well, I think part of the name was that it was only seen in animals previously. But clearly, and we'll talk a little bit about it, it goes both ways, and it clearly doesn't occur only in animals. But the news really this week is that the cases of monkeypox have jumped more than 20% across the globe in just a week. There are now more than 35,000 cases that the World Health Organization is aware of. And most of these cases have occurred in Europe and America. There have been 12 deaths reported. There's about 5,200 cases in America. I don't think you have to be overly concerned about this unless you're in one of the high-risk groups. But this is something that we all need to be aware of, because I think this is not going to go away.
All right. So it won't go away. The Centers for Disease Confusion, I don't know, are they in agreement with the World Health Organization, which is about as corrupt as any international organization there is who's on what page here?
I think the CDC, I don't know what you mean by who's on what page. I think they're both trying to alert everybody, and I think the CDC is trying to do a better job than they did with COVID-19. And they're trying to stay ahead of this, because I think they've realized that they have learned a lot and they fell far short with COVID-19. So I think they're trying to.
But the pendulum looks like it's going the other way. They've changed their guidance already a couple of times. The monkeypox not only affects humans, apparently, but as you said, it's animals. A dog has monkeypox. Now, there's a recorded. A dog has gotten it. How does the dog get
it? It's been discovered that people, Doug, can pass the monkeypox virus on to their pet dogs. Therefore, according to the CDC folks who are infected with the virus, you should avoid close contact with your pets. A 4-year-old Italian greyhound in France developed lesions and tested positive for monkeypox 12 days after its owner first showed symptoms.
Yeah. I just think that this thing is overcooked, and I don't want to see us go down the same silly route that we went with COVID. At any rate, that's enough on monkeypox. In a moment, let's get to something else that is dangerous, and that's opioids. Continuing focus on the latest from that problem as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Bye. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Opioids. And who needs them and who doesn't? Now, this is something that I came across this week because I've had a toothache. And I was going to go get it taken care of. I think it's probably a root canal thing. It's probably going to mean the tooth has to come out. It comes and goes. But I can remember the last time I had a tooth taken out, Ken. The dentist thought I should have what amounts to an opioid. What is the most common one? I forget what it's called because I have stayed away from it. But what's the most common one of these things that people get hooked on? Oxy, right?
Oxycontin, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you've got some research here that suggests that it's not something you need for a dental procedure. So how deeply is that problem looked into here?
Well, this might be a changing way that dentists practice. This is a very important study. This came out of JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association Network, Open Medical Journal this week. What they report, Doug, is that a dental clinic that stopped prescribing all opioids reported this week in this medical journal that its patients managed pain well and that the decision most likely helped many patients steer clear of all opioid abuse. And again, I think this study could result in a major change in practice.
Really? Well, that's probably a good thing, isn't it, right?
Yes, absolutely.
It's about time. Maybe it's even a little slow. So I say about time kind of in a snarky way because these people are too slow to react to stuff like this. It's been pretty obvious for quite a long time how bad these are. Okay, next up, mothers, postpartum depression. Under what circumstances might a mother have more of a problem than under circumstances that she wouldn't? Is this physical, emotional, spiritual? What's the problem?
This comes out of a report this week in JAMA Psychiatry, Doug, that the risk of developing postpartum depression may be almost twice as high in mothers with a family history of any psychiatry disorder compared with mothers without this background. So if you have a psychiatric disorder, Mom, in your family, just realize that you're at higher risk for postpartum depression. Be aware of it. Get some counseling. Watch for it. This is a real issue. There are suicides after delivery. and we don't want to lose any mom, especially after they just delivered.
You know, let me go back to opioids for just a second. I just was, sometimes as we're talking about this stuff, I look for more information to add to our conversation about whatever the issue is. And I noticed that here in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, this weekend, they're going to post flags on our common to represent the people who have died of opioid poisoning last year here. So that's an interesting reality and recognition of how important or how destructive these things are. Don't you think? Purple flags, that's what they...
Well, Doug, you're aware of fentanyl, right? I mean, this is fentanyl is a huge problem, which is one of the opioids, and you know, it's a huge cause of death in our young folks. It's just horrible.
Mm-hmm. What do you suppose gets people, the psychology? We could probably talk about this forever, but why would people want to do this to themselves knowingly? Because when you take drugs, you know what you're doing. You know you're taking drugs.
Well, I think it's a complicated question, but it takes so little fentanyl to kill that I think there's a good fraction of people who don't even realize they're taking fentanyl. It's being mixed in, contaminating other things. You've got to ask them, why are they taking the contaminated product?
All right. COVID. We haven't talked about COVID yet this week. We got to do some of that after our break at the bottom of the hour here on Good Day Health.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice's redacted affidavit relating to the raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home was released on Friday. The document shows the DOJ pointed to a number of classified materials already obtained from Trump's home for a reason for the August search warrant request. Though much of the affidavit was redacted, former federal prosecutor for the Southern District of New York, Andy McCarthy, reminds us.
There are things they can reveal without doing the things that they're worried about, which is, as we've all said, giving a roadmap to the investigation, identifying witnesses and the like. That's the thing I think that people are most curious about.
The former president claiming he declassified everything that was at his Mar-a-Lago estate. At the closing bell on Friday, the Dow losing 1,008 points to fall to 32,283. This is USA Radio News. The Fed Reserve Chairman is defending the central bank's response to soaring inflation. Jerome Powell saying raising interest rates is painful, but warned about deeper pain if inflation isn't controlled.
While higher interest rates, slower growth, and softer labor market conditions will bring down inflation, they will also bring some pain to households and businesses. These are the unfortunate costs of reducing inflation.
Headlining the Fed's annual economic summit in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Powell vowing to continue using the Fed's tools forcefully. The State Department is confirming reports that an American was killed in Ukraine. Newsweek reporting the American was a volunteer fighting alongside Ukrainian forces. The State Department didn't give any further details about the American out of respect for the privacy of their family. More flood relief is coming to eastern Kentucky as the Kentucky House and Senate passed a flood relief bill. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, happy to have him along from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Those of you who have listened to this program for years, many of you have taken advantage of either going to see Ken or doing the telemedicine routine, which is still certainly available. If you call Ken's office at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400, then you can take advantage of his knowledge, his manner, the help of the staff. He's got a great staff there at Lake Cardiology. So you want to, if there's something bothering you and you haven't gotten to the bottom of it yet, this is a good place to go next. It's 352-735-1400 for Ken Kronhaus at Lake Cardiology. Okay, so I promised more COVID. Here's the whole update on people infected with the Omicron part of this, and the fact that they may not know. How much of a problem is this? How many people do you think are wandering around, Ken, that are infected and spreading it, and they don't know they've got it?
I think there's a lot. In fact, in this report in the medical journal this week, JAMA Network Open, Doug, we learned that more than half of the people infected with COVID-19's Omicron variant are unaware they have the highly contagious virus, and this may be a key contributor to its rapid person-to-person transmission within communities. So unlike the original variant going back a couple of years and the other Delta going back to last summer, the Omicron variant that we've seen since January and really it peaked in with BA4 and BA5 in June, this in some people is a minimal illness. In some people, it's a tragic illness, but in some, it's a minimal, and they don't even know they're bringing it to grandma and grandpa, and they can cause death. So that's why it's very important to be very careful with yourself, especially when especially when you're visiting people who are at high risk of getting severe disease.
But how do you do, if you don't know you have it? This sounds like a fool's errand.
No, you can. There's now, Doug, come on. There's now very available, very
expensive. Yeah, I get that. No, I'm not discounting that. But people don't do it. They don't get the test. Well, some people do, some people don't. Most people don't because they don't want to know.
Well, I think there's a ton of self-testing going on, Doug.
Yeah.
In fact, I think that's the most way that people are diagnosing it right now is by home self-testing.
But you know as well as I do that there are people who don't want to know. And they won't.
Oh, sure. I'm not saying everybody's self-testing. I'm saying there's a lot of self-testing going on. Yeah, there's a fraction of people who don't test, but you know, you're never going to get everybody to do everything they're supposed to do.
That's for sure. Right.
But clearly, the most common way this is now. But the fact is, the most common way that COVID is being diagnosed currently is by people at home doing their own self-test.
Right. Okay. So that's good to know. Next on the COVID bandwagon, Paxlovid, which is Pfizer's pill, has shown no benefit. This is very interesting for adults that are your age and my age and even younger. So what in the world is this? Is this was it tested against a placebo?
Well, yes. This is a wake-up call. This is a huge breaking story. Just broke in the New England Journal of Medicine as we're going on the air, actually, Doug. And the news is that Pfizer's COVID-19 pill, it appears to provide little or no benefit for younger adults while still reducing the risk of hospitalization and death for high-risk seniors. So in this new study, which involved thousands of patients, it is likely going to renew the questions about our use of Paxlovid, which has become the go-to treatment due to its at-home convenience. And what was so important in this study was that it seemed to only be really effective for people over the age of 65. This was a very well done study, Israeli study, and the Israelis have been ahead of the world on coming up with what's going on with COVID-19. So this is really going to get people scratching their heads right now. One of the other important things about Paxlovid, you know, the company reports from anywhere between 2% in some studies to 10% of this rebound. But just think for a second about the prominent, high-profile people, which we all know have recently had COVID. So you have the president, you have his wife, you have Dr. Fauci, and the common thread is they all got Paxlovid. And guess what? They all got rebound. You know, about a week or two later, they got COVID again.
Yeah.
So you begin to wonder, is this rebound as rare as what's being reported?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Dr. Fauci, what do you make of the fact that he's announced he's retiring? What impact will that have, if any, on all of the hoopla surrounding COVID or other things that he was supervising?
Doug, I just want to wish Dr. Fauci a happy retirement. That's as much as I want to comment on that.
Okay. All right. Far be it for me to try to put you in a corner. Next item with regard to COVID-19 is how you can benefit. I wonder if this, I've thought this before, and I don't know that you and I have talked about it, because I'm so busy and I move as much as I do. Whether it's recorded as exercise, movement, whatever, but I'm always on the go. Maybe that's why I haven't had COVID. What do you think?
Well, it may be an issue. It also may be how much contact you have with a lot of people indoors. But this is a very important study, and it really seems accurate based on what we think exercise does to our immune systems. Mm-hmm. This appeared in the British Journal of Sports Medicine this week. that regular exercise appears to significantly reduce your risk of getting COVID-19, Doug. And if you do get COVID-19, routine, moderate, or intense exercise dramatically lowers your risk for serious illness, hospitalization, and or death.
Pretty convincing. That's something to take in. Up next, they focus on alcohol, smoking, and obesity, and what they will lead you to if you keep up with any or all of those items. Speaking of obesity, we're back to having a problem. Well, I guess we didn't really ever go away from it. Some of you have made individual choices to make sure that you stay healthy long into your later years by losing weight, keeping your body mass index where it's supposed to be within reason. You know, there are guidelines. The waist size should be this, and maybe there's a little leniency. And when it comes to your weight, there's a little leniency, but there's not a lot. And as Ken says, let's see if I can quote you correctly this time. I've never seen a 90-year-old man who is obese. Is that my close on the... Sometimes I misquote you.
Yes, I've never seen an obese 90-year-old man.
There you go. Okay. All right. So, with that in mind, you want to live to be 90 or over, then perhaps you should go to toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin, which is the... Naturally, when I say the, it is it. It is the only way you can all naturally not only lose weight, but more importantly, keep it off. This is the way to help yourself in so many different ways. And because the ingredients are what they are, aloe vera, collagen and collagen proteins, these enzymes that are in Calitrin will certainly help to keep you off the negative side of the scale. But it's also very good for your joints, your skin, all that good stuff. So find all the product information you need at the website toploss.com. I encourage you, if you want to be successful losing weight and, more importantly, keeping it off for your health and longevity, go to toploss.com. Take advantage of Dog Days of Summer Sale. I think that they've changed it. It's back to school, but it doesn't make any difference what it's called. The fact you can get 90 days free of the product. Buy 3 months, get 90 days free. That's the deal right now. Plus, free shipping when you use my name, Doug, as you check out at toploss.com. Toploss.com, code Doug for Calitrin.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Doug Steffen, happy to have my friend Dr. Ken on every week on Good Day Health. So let's go back for a moment to the consideration we were talking about, exercise and what protects you against getting a really bad case of COVID. So is there a measure here, Ken?
Exactly. So how much of a workout brought about the biggest benefit of protection in this study in the British Journal of Sports Medicine? Doug, what they discovered was that roughly 2 hours and 20 minutes of moderately intense exercise each week, or 1 hour and 15 minutes of vigorous exercise, offered the broadest protection against the virus.
All right. So that leads us into another section here of your studies this week. The fact that if you keep walking, this is good for your cardiological reality. But there are a couple of studies that have basically pushed people to do what we were just talking about and then some, right?
Absolutely. You're talking about getting into your 90s and, you know, the 80 is the new 60.
Yep.
This comes out of the European Society of Cardiology and JAMA Networks opened two studies this week on this. And what we learned that is if you're 80 years old or older, and that is really not so old these days,
nope,
strolling even 1 hour every week, that's only 10 minutes a day, will help you prolong your life. Adults, regardless of their age, are advised to do at least 150 minutes a week of moderate intensity activity or 75 minutes a week of vigorous intensity activity. But only 10 minutes of walking a day for you octogenarians, 80 and over, is going to prolong your life.
It's easy. Become a couch potato, sit in front of the television set. Somebody's going to wake you up dead on the couch because that's not going to do you any good.
Or have dementia doing that.
Yeah, I saw that this week, too. You want to talk a little bit about that? The fact that if you spend, is there an hour limit to how many hours a day or a week that might lead you to have, this is, the, you know, the what happens when you're a couch potato, not good physically, but apparently not good for your brain either.
Exactly, and that's what I wanted just to add to that.
Yeah.
I think we've said it all.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's move into the medical marijuana. There's a whole bunch of stuff. Let's save this for questions for Dr. Ken, because there's a business, there's a lot of alcohol smoking news this week, marijuana news, magic mushroom news. So let's talk about this study that shows, look, these are twins in the DNA report, or these are family members, or who is in this study for DNA?
Doug, the word of the day is Doppelganger. Do you know, it's one word, doppelganger.
I've heard
you, I learned a new word. Do you know what a doppelganger is?
I know the word, but I don't remember what it is.
A person's unrelated lookalike. This is commonly known as a doppelganger, may actually share genes that affect not only how they appear, but also how they behave. This comes out of cell reports this week, but behavior is also similar in these people.
Really? All right. That's, I mean, there's a lot you can dig into. A lot of people are doing work on themselves to find out what their history is, and DNA is an important part of it. Moving along, up next here on Good Day Health, questions for Dr. Ken.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
T3 past the hour now. It's Good Day Health time. Dr. Ken Cronos here from his clinic in Florida, Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora. Great place to go. It's a great little town to go visit. You're hearing my voice a smile. I love walking around in town. I love going to lunch with Ken or Sandy, his assistant. It's just kind of a neat place to be, and a great place to have some of your worst problems taken care of, or at least addressed by Dr. Ken. So, invitation stands. Call the office, 352-735-1400, for an evaluation that you will never forget. All right, let's talk about all of the bad things. All right, questions come about using medical marijuana versus recreational marijuana, and how it affects you. Medical marijuana is supposed to be good for you if you're in pain. I know lots of people who are smoking lots of pot these days, and they say this is a lifesaver. So you're not so sure, Ken.
This comes out this week from the European Society of Cardiology, Doug, that people who use medical marijuana to treat chronic pain, as you're describing, they may have a heightened risk of a heart arrhythmia. This is an irregularity of the electrical system of the heart. Among 1.6 million people with chronic pain in this study, those prescribed medical marijuana, they were 64% more likely to suffer a heart rhythm disturbance in the next 6 months.
So what does that tell you?
What it tells me is that you have to be cautious when you're thinking about using medical marijuana, that it's not a panacea of safety for in everybody. And if you have heart issues, if you have risk of this, you have to think about it, and you have to be cautious and aware of it if you're going to even think of going down this lane. It's not totally without any risk.
Okay. Now, we use medical marijuana often to try to eliminate or deal with the pain that people get if they have cancer or some other disease, but mostly cancer. The pain is horrific. So now here's more news on cancer, and I wonder if you can explain how the research has been done to determine that alcohol and smoking and obesity really jack up your chances of getting cancer.
Well, this is just looking worldwide at people who have cancer, and this was published this week in Lancet, very prominent medical journal. And what these authors who studied thousands, tens, hundreds of thousands of people discovered is that alcohol, smoking, and a high body mass index, you know, the BMI, when yours is over 30, you're obese, are the preventable risk factors attributable to, are you ready, nearly half of all global cancer deaths.
So
this is a way to help yourself prevent death from cancer. Alcohol, smoking, and weight. Very important.
Doesn't it all make sense? The people you see who are dying of cancer because they smoked, see them everywhere. The people who are overweight, the fat cells attract cancer cells. If you drink, that's a basic sugar, and that adds to your weight. So that's the connection there, and it seems nothing but common sense to me, but it doesn't keep people from wanting to drink, smoke, or eat bad stuff. Now, here's the connector here. I saw a new study that suggests the compound that comes in psychedelic mushrooms helps those people who are drinkers, alcoholics, cut back or quit entirely. What do you make of that? The effect of whatever is in a magic mushroom and its effect on alcohol, drinking, and alcoholism.
There is a study out that magic mushrooms, psychedelic, may help ease alcohol addiction. I would not recommend anybody go and self-treat and try to help themselves here. This is out of JAMA Psychiatry, and it's a small study. It's early, and it needs more and more research, and you need to be talking to an expert in this area so you don't unintentionally do yourself in.
I once thought of rewriting the old Perry Como song, Magic Moments. Remember that song?
And of course.
Changing the lyric line to Magic Mushrooms. We could maybe come up with a little song. But, I'm being facetious to a point. Just be conscious. I grew up around alcoholism, and it's the worst thing in the world to see in someone. So, it's easier said than done. Dr.
Ken, the important thing in this study was that these people also had talk therapy along with the magic mushrooms.
Ah, okay. That was something left out. So we got that as an additional bonus bit of information here. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.